This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at a great new book, which could hardly be more timely than it is. The President of the United States, Honorable Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., has landed in Japan. He is meeting with our Japanese allies. And honest to God, when you look around the world right now, it is one of those areas for thanks to God that Japan is such a strong ally of the United States. Can you imagine what our situation would be like without the alliance with the Japanese? And yet, it was not that long ago that one of the most devastating attacks in the entire history of warfare and all of human history was the attack perpetrated by the United States and by our President Harry S. Truman on Hiroshima and then Nagasaki. That was part of a journey. The journey is described in Road to Surrender. Three men and the countdown to the end of World War II. This is the work of Evan Thomas, who was the author of numerous best-selling books, and he was for many years an editor at Time and at Newsweek, and the book reads like a thriller about some of the most substantial, influential, important events of our time, or actually, you could say, of the generation before. Evan, congratulations on Road to Surrender.
Thank you, Michael.
The book is about three people, and there are two prominent Americans and a prominent leader of Japan who I really didn't know anything about. The Japanese leader, who you write about, is the foreign minister, Shigenori Togo. And he was the only one of the Imperial Council, the one of the people around Emperor Hirohito, who was an advocate of peace. Why were the rest of the Japanese hierarchy, including to some extent the emperor himself, so insistent that they hadn't yet lost the war and wanting to fight on without end?
Well, at one level, there was a kind of crazy death wish. The Japanese had headlines that would say the 100 million, that's the population of Japan, the 100 million will die for the emperor. There was almost a cult love of suicide. So that's at one level. But more practically, more politically, what they wanted to do was to make America bleed so much that the United States would give them good terms for surrender. What were good terms? No occupation, no war crimes, because, of course, all the Japanese leadership would be implicated in war crimes, and keep the emperor. And those are the terms they wanted. The Americans didn't want to give them those terms. They wanted unconditional surrender. They were afraid that if they let the Japanese militarists keep control, we'd be fighting World War III. So that's an impasse. The Japanese will not surrender, even though they're basically defeated. And the Americans don't want to just give them what they want. What are you going to do? What we did was drop two atom bombs.
And the atom bombs eventually did end the war. But one of the fascinating things about your book, Road to Surrender, it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, is that even after the bombing at Hiroshima, where there was such devastating destruction, even after the bombing at Nagasaki, there were still many Japanese who are willing and determined to fight on. And one of the things you write about in the book is they had stored up and trained literally thousands of kamikazes who could have devastated the U.S. Navy.
They had 7,000 kamikaze planes hidden in caves. Most of them could take off and not land. The pilots could barely take off. But it would have been enough to wreak unbelievable havoc on an American invasion fleet. You know, most people are familiar with Iwo Jima and Okinawa. And it took us 5 weeks and 7,000 men to take Iwo Jima. That's an island the size of Nantucket. And it took, you know, a couple of months and 12,000 men to take Okinawa. If we'd had to invade Japan, the death toll would have been unclear, but in the hundreds of thousands. And that's what the Japanese were hoping for, that we would suffer so much. They had a word for it, shiketsu, bleeding strategy, to bleed us so much that we would give up and give them what they wanted. The only thing that changed that equation were these nuclear weapons, a very high moral price to pay, to put it mildly, but the Japanese were just dug in. And as you mentioned, even after we had dropped two of these bombs, there was a meeting of the Supreme War Council, and the war minister, Anami, the top guy, really the most powerful guy in Japan, says, wouldn't it be beautiful for the whole nation to die as a beautiful flower? Let them drop 100 atom bombs on us. Just nuts. Now, he's posturing, but, you know, it just... The Japanese were dug in, and the hero, in a way, of the book is somebody you've never heard of, Shigenori Togo, who's the one civilian in this group and the one, if you will, sane person who wants to save his own country by surrendering. And he plots and conspires and finally brings the emperor around him. Emperor is a somewhat funny figure. He's divine. He reports only to the gods, but really, he's dependent on the military. That's where his power comes from. And he's very wary of crossing the military because they might change him. They might swap him out for another member of his family. The military wants to take him up to their secret hideout up in the mountains. He's afraid, but he's actually more afraid of an atom bomb landing on him. He's worried that the next target will be Tokyo.
This is all such fascinating and important stuff. Two questions that may be uncomfortable. One of them is that if you look at our alliance with Japan, which has become such a keystone of American foreign policy, could we have ever gotten as close to Japan as we are if their defeat had been less unequivocal? If we had agreed to some of their terms, if we had negotiated a peace without dropping the atom bomb, would there have been the closeness between America and Japan there is today?
I mean, weirdly, by killing all those Japanese, and we killed a couple hundred thousand in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we actually saved millions more who we would have either burned or starved to death in a prolonged war. I know that's a perverse logic, but that's true. And the other thing is the Japanese, they're a hierarchical country, and when they finally did surrender after fighting us to the death, they were humbled by us. Their troops would bow as we drove by, and we smartly preserved the emperor so they would have figures still to worship. The real power was General MacArthur, our general. But it was a strange scene where we had this kind of imperial power over them. But we rebuilt Japan. We fought them. They were starving to death, and we fed them.
Can you stay for a few more moments? I have one particular question about American leadership I'd love to explore with Evan Thomas, a New York Times bestselling author, most recently of Road to Surrender, Three Men and the Countdown to the End of World War II. We'll be right back with Evan Thomas coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
To Surrender, the subtitle, Three Men and the Countdown to the End of World War II. And as people know, the end of World War II involved the American bombings first at Hiroshima, and then with the Japanese still determined to fight on, then at Nagasaki. And one of the stories that Evan Thomas tells in the book is that actually, though it work to end the war, the bombing at Nagasaki was off target, and that probably saved thousands of lives. In fact, both attacks together saved thousands of Japanese lives from being the estimates of invading the home islands involved at least a million Japanese casualties, did they not?
Yes, I mean these are hard to know for sure, but an assault by a million Americans on a million Japanese, and then a Japanese home army of 28 million people, when you have 7,000 kamikaze planes, you know, you can imagine the carnage beyond anything the world had ever seen before in history.
In terms of the leadership, the people that you profile in the book, you profile Secretary of War Henry L. Stimson, who was a former Secretary of State. He had been Secretary of State for Herbert Hoover, a Republican. Stimson was a lifelong Republican, brought on to Roosevelt's Unity Cabinet to do a superb job during the war. But also General Carl Toohey Spatz, who was head of strategic bombing in the Pacific. These guys, as you depict them, were all torn about the whole idea of using the atom bombs we had developed.
Yeah, they were not cold-blooded warriors. Stimson couldn't sleep, the Secretary of War. He, in his diary, he referred to the bomb as the awful, the terrible, the diabolical. He knew what it was, but he felt, and I think history has proved him out, that they had no choice. Toohey Spatz, you mentioned, did strategic bombing first in Europe, where we killed a lot of civilians and soldiers as well, and then was brought to the Pacific. He wrote in his diary, this is the guy who was given the order to drop the atom bomb, he wrote in his diary that he was against it, but he was finally convinced that it would save more lives than it would cost. That's a very grim calculus, since it cost 200,000 lives. He said, as Spot said, look, if I'm going to, he was given a verbal order to drop the bomb. And he said, if I'm going to kill 100,000 people, I want to see it in writing. And he kept the order in his back pocket. He lost it briefly when his pants went to the cleaners. He lost the order. But, you know, these guys, the point is they're not cold-blooded at all. They really agonize. And to his death, to his spots, his granddaughter told me he couldn't sleep. He would wander around the house moaning, and he confessed to her at the end of his life that he felt guilty about it. Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did.
When you look at the people who inhabit your book, and very much it was President Harry Truman who made the final decision, and which is clearly one of the most agonizing decisions any American president has ever had to make. And you look at General George C. Marshall, you look at General MacArthur, who supervised the American occupation of Japan, and then people like Stimson and General Spatz. Okay, and then you look at the people we have leading our country at the moment. We have a presidential election where there's not a lot of excitement or confidence in a Trump-Biden choice. Do you believe, is that just nostalgia talking, or is there a historical basis for believing that people like Truman and FDR and Stimson, Wendell Willkie, the figures, George C. Marshall, for goodness sake, that the people who were leading the country in 1945 were a cut above?
Well, yeah, it's a cliche to say, you know, they were giants then, but they were giants then. That's true. It's a cultural thing, partly. They lived in an age when there was no internet and no cable TV, and these men were not show-offs. FDR knew how to give a good radio address, but their culture rewarded people who were humble or tried to be humble, were not, the modern word is performative. They weren't performative. They weren't show-offs. They believed in getting things done. They also had a very strong sense of moral ambiguity. They didn't go around saying, I'm right, you're wrong. You know, today, if you on Twitter, I'm right, you're wrong, my group is right, your group is wrong. That's something, that's the culture we live in today. It was different back then. They had a greater sense of tragedy and a greater sense of moral ambiguity, and it enabled them to make these 51-49 choices at great cost. They also knew you had to compromise. I mean, FDR, as you mentioned, Stimson was a Republican. FDR brings in, was a Democrat for sure, brings in a leading Republican to be his Secretary of War. And he brings in a Republican, Frank Knox, to be his Secretary of the Navy. Part of it's political to get stuff through Congress. But the point is they're willing to compromise to get things done.
What happened to Shigenori Togo, the Japanese foreign minister, who comes across as almost heroic in his lonely and potentially very dangerous for him, as he had to risk his life, effort to get the emperor and his country to make peace?
Well, incredibly, he was sentenced to 20 years in prison as a war criminal. We should have given him a medal. He saved millions of lives, American lives and Japanese lives. But from that post-war feeling was, well, we have to punish them. And he had been in the cabinet at Pearl Harbor, and that was good enough to punish him. So he died in prison.
Isn't that remarkable? The book is stirring to read. And it provides very useful perspective on leadership and American greatness and providence. The book is called Road to Surrender, and the subtitle, Three Men and the Countdown to the End of World War II. The author, Evan Thomas, former editor of Newsweek and of Time magazine, and author of many previous bestsellers. Godspeed to you, sir, and congratulations on a great piece of work. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guaranteed.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. Congress may be missing a few bucks if they don't come up with a solution on the debt ceiling. If Congress can't do its job, members shouldn't get paid. That's a bipartisan bill that was introduced today. The bill would block members of Congress from getting paid for each day the debt ceiling is not lifted following a default, or for each day following the start of a federal government shutdown. The FBI may be crumbling before our very eyes.
A hearing is taking place on the Hill today involving multiple whistleblowers from the FBI, alleging illegal activities at the highest levels of America's top law enforcement agency. Wyoming Representative Republican Harriet Hageman on what's been discovered by the whistleblowers.
Misallocation of law enforcement resources and misconduct within the leadership ranks of the FBI.
Nasa Womer, the communications director for embattled New York Congressman George Santos, has resigned and says she hopes Santos gets kicked out of Congress. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, we have not yet defined the issues that are going to decide the elections of 2024. We haven't decided the candidates. It is still a wide open field. Right now, a lot of attention on Governor Ron DeSantis. He's on the cover of Time magazine. He's going to be announcing his candidacy apparently next week. He has signed a bunch of bills. But regardless of who the Democrats nominate, and it seems extraordinarily obvious that pending some kind of unforeseen disaster, that it will be Joe Biden. One of the things that is painful to watch right now is the attempt by Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is 89 years old. She's considerably older than the President of the United States, but her situation raises the same questions. She is going through a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. She had shingles. She is coming back, and when you look at the symptoms that she is suffering from, I mean... when you have a Senate where the they would have to appoint, Governor Newsom gets the appointment if she resigns and someone comes in to take the rest of her term, which seems to be the obvious situation. But unfortunately, every time she's on screen, it raises that issue of Biden's health and what's going to happen. Because he's not 89 as she is. Now, one of the Democrats who is most
involved with the reparations movement, which is a very big deal in California. And when you talk about the possibility of Gavin Newsom running for president, or you talk generally about the Democrats trying to field a competitive ticket in 2024, the idea of paying $14 trillion in reparations would destroy any competitiveness in this election. The polling is incredibly negative when you talk about this level of money right now. And as a priority for the United States of America in the year 2024, really? Cori Bush, the congresswoman from Missouri, has just introduced a bill calling for that $14 trillion in slavery reparations. And here is what she sounded like in introducing this legislation, which could be a suicide package for Democrats. This is Congresswoman Cori Bush, clip 16.
United States has a moral and legal obligation to provide reparations for the enslavement of Africans. Black people in our country cannot wait any longer for our government to begin addressing each and every one of the extraordinary bits of harm, all of the harm it has caused since the founding.
Okay, again, the story of Black Americans in America, and it's one of the reasons people need to know Black history and why it's important, has, yes, involved terrible cruelty and terrible harm, but it hasn't only been that. It's not one-dimensional. And if you look at the success and the contributions and the achievements of Black Americans going back to way before the end of slavery, the notion that you're going to make that right by giving people who live today more than $1 million each, which is what they're talking about in California. They asked Hakeem Jeffries about Cori Bush's plan for $14 trillion in reparations. That's $14,000 billion. I mean, we're talking about such an extraordinary financial commitment. Then Hakeem Jeffries, who is the leader of the Democrats in the House, he wants to be Speaker. I think the Democrats have probably small chance of taking over the House in the upcoming elections, but we'll see. But Hakeem Jeffries, the congressman from New York and Democratic leader of the House, had this to say about the proposal. This is clip 7.
Why do you think so many people on the right oppose the call for reparations?
Well, I haven't taken a look at the bill that Representative Bush introduced, so I can't comment on its merits up or down. But we know generally that the American people want to see opportunity created in every single zip code. That's my objective in this position that I'm privileged to hold. We want to uplift everyone and, of course, make sure that we deal with injustice, whether that's racial injustice, social injustice, or economic injustice, wherever it's found.
Okay, that is extremely deft and very well said. And he's right. The American people do want to create opportunity. But if you look at the Jeffries family, he has brothers and uncles and aunts. They've been a very successful family. And they have made the most of the opportunities that have been held out to them. And the idea that the reparations and the push for reparations, when he was asked a question, why do you think that there's so many white people? And he could have also added at that point, there are also so many black people who doubt the idea of reparations. Meanwhile, on the other side of the aisle, Politico is reporting that the indescribable Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has said today that she's going to introduce brand new articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. She's done several articles of impeachment before. The Georgia Republican said the articles would deal with Biden's handling of border security, accusing him of an absolute failure to protect the states. Okay, it's not failure that you get impeached for. It's high crimes and misdemeanors. Here is what she had to say.
Out of solemnity that I announce my intention to introduce articles of impeachment today on the head of this America at Last executive branch that has been working since January 20th, 2021 to systematically destroy this country. The President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden. Joe Biden has deliberately compromised our national security by refusing to enforce immigration laws and secure our border, allowed approximately 6 million illegals from over 170 countries to invade our country, deprived Border Patrol of the necessary resources and policies sufficient to protect our country.
Okay, the figure of 6 million invaders is not a figure that even people who are righteously and appropriately concerned about border security would go with. And the whole idea of impeachment is it's you get impeached if you're a president of the United States for treason or high crimes and misdemeanors. And the whole reason that President Trump's impeachments failed is because they didn't meet the standard, which is a very high standard, and it's deliberately set up that way. And between Marjorie Taylor Greene, wouldn't you like to see Marjorie Taylor Greene sit down in a room with Cori Bush? Maybe they can cut some kind of compromise or something. Meanwhile, a $38 million, well, $38,100,000 for a book. Which one? We'll tell you. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
That show concerning our prior discussion with Evan Thomas about his new book, Road to Surrender. An email came in from Scott who said, "Now consider, as we became such friends with the Japanese, how conservatives, Republicans in America, may become such friends with the liberals, Democrats in America. The two are not the same. Domestic tranquility. There is a path." Well, but I don't think that path requires the use of nuclear weapons. Achieving some kind of domestic tranquility, but it does require some perspective. There's a Politico reporting that view from the White House. Politico writes, "Is there a bigger example of a shameless sideshow political stunt than a trolling impeachment attack by one of the most extreme MAGA members in Congress, that would be Marjorie Taylor Greene, over national security while she actively demands to defund the FBI and even said she would have been armed and would have won the January 6th insurrection, if only she'd been in charge of it." That's what a White House spokesperson said was quoted in Politico. It was Ian Sams of the White House. Yes, remember Marjorie Taylor Greene said that she would have been carrying weapons and would have won the January 6th insurrection? What would that have looked like? Wonder if somebody can do a what-if novel on that. There will be no immediate vote on the Biden impeachment, by the way. The Politico is reporting impeaching Biden doesn't have the votes within the House GOP conference to pass, but Green could offer her impeachment resolution on the floor as a question of the privilege of the House, which would allow her to force a vote related to the resolution within a matter of days. Green, however, said she was not going to go down that road for now, saying that she wanted to build up co-sponsors and support for impeachment. MSNBC is reporting, "At last count, a variety of Republican members of Congress have recently endorsed impeaching President Joe Biden, and, of course, Vice President Kamala Harris, because what's the point of impeaching Biden if it's just going to make Kamala president, right? And Vice President Kamala Harris and several members of the White House cabinet, including Attorney General Merrick Garland, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, and Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona. Why'd they leave out Gina Raimondo, the Secretary of Commerce? I mean, there are others they could go after. Did I mention, they say on MSNBC, FBI Director Christopher Wray, who was originally appointed by Donald Trump and confirmed by Senate Republicans, because apparently some in the GOP are ready to impeach him, too. It was against this backdrop that the list got just a little bit longer yesterday. The Hill reported, Marjorie Taylor Greene said Tuesday that she will move to introduce articles of impeachment against FBI Director Christopher Wray and Matthew Graves, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. To be sure, Wray was already on the list, so the fact that the right-wing Georgian intends to pursue the FBI director over assorted conspiracy theories isn't such a surprise. Look, there's some things that are noteworthy, even if they're not entirely surprising. There is this story, Hebrew Bible, seen as historic, is auctioned for $38.1 million. The volume known as the Codex Sassoon includes all 24 books of the Hebrew Bible, minus about 8 leaves, that would be 8 pages of parchment, including the first 10 chapters of Genesis. They're not there. But researchers have dated this ancient and very valuable Bible to the early 10th century, that's the 900s, making it the oldest near-complete Hebrew Bible known to exist. Shortly after the auction, Sotheby's announced that the buyer was the American Friends of ANU, that's the Museum of the Jewish People in Tel Aviv, and was made possible by a donation from Alfred H. Moses, a former ambassador to Romania, and his family. The Codex Sassoon will be donated to the museum, previously known as the Museum of the Jewish Diaspora. It's a beautiful museum, and is about all the Jewish history that has taken place outside of the land of Israel. And it will be part of the core permanent collection and exhibition for the museum, the Museum of the Jewish People. Quote, the Hebrew Bible is the most influential in history and constitutes the bedrock of Western civilization, Mr. Moses said in a statement. I rejoice in knowing that it belongs to the Jewish people. It was my mission, realizing the historic significance of Codex Sassoon, to see it reside in a place with global access to all people of all faiths. The Codex Sassoon had last been sold at auction in 1989 for $3 million, nearly $8 million in today's dollars, to a dealer who subsequently sold it to Safra for an unknown price. Even in its own time, the book was an expensive object, requiring the skins of easily more than 100 animals to create its roughly 400 parchment leaves. The text was handwritten, of course, by a single scribe. It's a masterpiece of scribal art, Sharon Lieberman-Mintz, Sotheby's senior consultant for Judaica, told the New York Times in February. It's also a slightly worn one. It's marked by stains and small tears, which have been carefully mended with thread or sinew, but the text remains remarkably legible, written out in the square lettering similar to those in Torah scrolls in synagogues around the world today. The Bible, one of only two complete or substantially complete Hebrew Bibles of the period known to survive, was made in present-day Israel or Syria. They're not sure. The book also includes several inscriptions tracing changes in ownership across the centuries. The earliest is a deed of sale from around 1000 AD, indicating that it was sold by Khalaf ben Avraham, a businessman,
who worked in Israel and Syria, to Isaac ben Ezekiel el Attar, who ultimately gave it to his sons. Another inscription notes that almost 200 years later, it was dedicated to the synagogue in the city of Makisin in northeast Syria. After the synagogue was destroyed, it was entrusted to a man named Salama Aben el-Fakhr, who was to return it when the synagogue was rebuilt. That synagogue has not been rebuilt, but we will keep in touch with that development. Meanwhile, there is a specific information about the DeSantis candidacy. They're reporting at Hotline that Ron DeSantis will officially enter the race for president next week as his campaign donors begin a fundraising blitz. DeSantis' expected entry into the race will coincide with a donor meeting in Miami on May 25th, and it will put him in direct competition with former President Trump, with whom he has already been sparring for months. DeSantis will file the FEC paperwork before potentially hosting a more formal launch event. Never Back Down, the super PAC, which is backing DeSantis' shadow presidential run, announced that 99 of the 113 Florida Republican legislators are endorsing the governor, which is pretty good. And again, the Trump team had been saying that they would be more likely to get the Florida support than DeSantis, but it's not true. 99 of 113 Republican legislators are endorsing the governor. State Senator John Gruters is the only one who is currently backing Trump. The former president's campaign yesterday accused DeSantis and his team of putting undue pressure on state lawmakers to endorse the governor by threatening to veto legislation unless they get behind him. This is going to get serious. We have a serious problem in America, too, with a rising death rate for our children. What are we going to do about it? We'll be speaking to Gene Twenge about the role of social media in all of this and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.